Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, let's talk about health. Everybody's really focused on health right now, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Especially all those on the ticky-tocky. There's a new fitness trend that's popping on the old ticky-tocky right now. It's something called silent walking, and a bunch of doctors and influencers on there are recommending that people do silent walking because it provides cardiovascular benefits by reducing stress hormones that strain the heart, so says this story.
Well, how is it different from regular walking?
Well, what it is there's nothing in your ears, essentially. No digital distractions. You're not even on the treadmill, it sounds like, at the gym with a screen in front of you. Shut off all the TVs, shut off your phone, your iPad. What it does is it allows the nervous system to just settle.
Yeah.
It lowers your cortisol and adrenaline levels, improves circulation, lowers blood pressure. And then there's a mindful approach because then you're just sitting there with your thoughts, well, with the voices in your head.
Yeah. And I do this not every time I walk or run, but, you know, I do it because they're right. They say that when you're outside, the positive effects of being outside, they're harder to get to you if you have something in your ear. So like being outside without some kind of digital component or some kind of thing that's getting your attention, that's going to be easier for you to get the effects of being outside. But that's another thing that I saw recently is that we can't do anything without doing something else. We can't.
No,
it's so hard for us to just be dialed into walking. So I like that it's now a trend and hopefully people do it more.
It's nice. You know, like in the summer, I like to go out for my morning walks and runs. And there are times where I just pop the earbuds out and you just listen to the wind. And the birds, right?
Yes, you notice the trees. You say hi to the trees. You pick up a
rock. Hi, trees!
Yeah!
Hello, tree! I'm out for my run.
Softer.
It heightens all your senses, too, I feel like.
It does.
Like, you start smelling things, and you can kind of, like, taste the air, which is weird to say. But, yeah, it heightens everything for you.
And you're a lot more aware, also, which is good.
It's harder to get mugged, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been mugged once when I pull my AirPods out. Yeah. Because I fight back like a ninja.
Exactly. You're right.
I heard him coming.
You're ready for him this
Sneaking
time.
Sneaking up on me.
Not today.
Well, from your cardiovascular health to your skin and your face and your general body positivity feeling, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Katie's been showing off Denise Richards' face transplant.
She looks fabulous.
She looks really good.
Absolutely shocked me. Her entire story. So the thing is she's very transparent about her facelift and how, you know, she was so scared to get it done because she was just like, I don't want something wrong to happen to my face. I don't want to be one of those people that like this is up here and this is down here, you know, and doesn't make any sense. So she was so worried about going into it. And there's so much of that, so much of her just being completely scared about it. And I think women in general, like, we can relate to that. I don't want to get Botox because I'm terrified. Like, ooh. I want to do it because I want to look better, but the fact that it absolutely terrifies me, you know, holds me back
a
little
bit. Why does it scare you?
It's needles in my face.
Needles
that
in the
whole
face.
Part,
yeah,
you know?
That'll get you.
And again, it's not even just the needles in the face. It's what if something goes wrong? You hear about those people who are always surprised then because they hit a nerve, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And so it just like, with her, she came out and said that. She was like, I was so terrified to do this because I didn't know what the end results were going to be. But they have these new facelifts now that are like natural and it's not your grandma's facelift where her eyebrows are back by her hairline. You know, so you could not have seen. I don't think you could tell that she got something done if you just came upon Denise Richards in real life and you didn't know her before and
she
you just
looks
saw
incredible.
Her.
Incredible.
My goodness.
And her doctor must be just one of the best.
Yeah, she went to Dr. Ben Talai.
Oh, he's a
Los
good
Angeles.
Guy.
Well, he's known for the, you know, natural looking plastic surgery, minimally invasive procedures. Like he did to her what so many women wish that they could get done. But here's the thing, because it's
expensive.
So natural, because it's minimally invasive.
In Beverly Hills.
$200,000 to $250,000 is what they're saying.
Can I pull that out of my HSA?
On that face. I know, right? Like, that's
sounds
what you
right.
want to know. But I just feel, I was talking to baby Nana about this last night because I think this is something for your generation when you get to the age that these things might be popping up. It's going to be so normal. Like, people are going to be
They'll
doing it left and
kids.
Right. Exactly. Like, you're going to do it yourself probably, you know? So it's fascinating to see fast forward from when I was a kid, you know, like facelifts, like only the rich and famous did that.
Yeah, then there was that scar that went all the way around.
Yeah, and, now it's so
hers
different.
Is fantastic.
And Denise Richards looks so good. I mean, my gosh, she looks fabulous.
It
good
took 20 years off of her for sure.
At least. I said she looks like she's in her 20s again.
Yeah, she looks really good.
She looks really, really good.
Well,
so.
Send me that link to that doctor just in case I don't want to get stretched.
Yeah, absolutely. He does flabby arms too, so
oh,
right
well.
Up your alley. No, just kidding. Oh, just kidding.
Bang,
Jeremy.
Shots fired.
I'm just kidding.
Do you want to compare High Helens
no,
right now?
No, I don't.
Would you like
to
compare High Helens?
I don't know what that is. No, I
you
don't.
You don't know what the High Helen is?
I don't know what a High
Helen is. It's the
Helen?
Big fat piece of skin that hangs down on your underarm, and it's when you wave to your neighbor and they call "Hi Helen, hi Helen," and you're waving, and that thing goes back and forth. So the nickname is the Hi Helen.
I don't want to see that. Mine keeps waving 5 minutes later.
Yeah, so Helen left already. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. We like to deliver you a little PMI every day, positive, minus, and something a little bit interesting to send you on your way with a smile. Josh has the P today.
I do today, and you got to hear me out through this one because it starts off a little minus, but a famous hot dog streamer, he owns a hot dog stand, and he goes by the name of Musa USA, or Musa USA, I'm hoping I'm saying that correctly. His real name is Musin, and he was streaming the other day over the weekend, and he had $30 stolen from his tip jar as the fake person ordering food there kind of distracted him, took 30 bucks from the tip jar.
Well, it was
jar.
A real person.
Well,
yeah,
sorry,
person.
The person fake ordering, I'm sorry. The person fake ordering kind of distracted him, and he, as he turned around, took 30 bucks from his tip jar, and all the people watching his stream let him know on stream. They're like, hey, man, you just got stolen from. So this whole thing blew up and went crazy viral. He called the cops, and that young man was actually arrested later on that night. Well, yesterday, another video went viral again because that young person's mother came to the stand and explained to them that she did not raise him to act like that.
How much do you think he took from you?
About $30, I think. But you don't need to pay.
No, I'm going to pay because my son wasn't raised like that. I want to pay you back because you don't deserve to be stolen from. You're here to do a service. I appreciate it. He took it from your tip jar.
And I love that. She made it right. She actually gave him the $30. He thanked her profusely. They were on the stream, and he showed him giving her a big old hug after that. And I love that. Look, a mother does not raise her son to act like that. I know that I have done things in my life where my mom was like, I did not raise you to act like that. And it's so true. I love that she actually went to the hot dog stand and made it right. Like, that was a really cool video to see. I loved it.
That's a power mom move right there.
It is.
I'm gathering that you
today.
Loved it.
She was so sweet.
You're going to learn today.
That's right. Don't piss off, Mom.
No, don't do that.
Not
today. So we are very lucky that our building here, pretty brand new. It feels great to come into the office, right? But that's not the case for a lot of people when it comes to going to work. And they have this new term. It is called sick building syndrome.
What?
Yeah. And so they're saying that they've noticed, especially in the health technology industry with all the fluorescent lights and everything, it triggers headaches and makes people exhausted. But it's more than that. Researchers say it's things like the carpet in a building, having it been there for so long, the smells attached to it. If buildings were made back in the 80s, there's a lot of building materials that they used that now we're finding out are making us sick.
Good old asbestos.
So they're looking at this and they're saying that, you know, sudden inexplainable illness, it affects women more than men, but more doctors are looking at where you're working. Where are you spending the majority of your day? Because this could in turn tell us where you're getting sick. And they're finding out businesses have a lot to do with it. So they're saying, I know, like, again, the technology industry, the health industry is definitely a lot more because of all of the beeps and the boops and the machines and everything, right? Like, those things in itself, they raise anxiety. So they're finding all of these things combined are
really
doing a number on people.
You know how many beeps and boops we have every morning?
Brain fog, nausea, dizziness, migraines, rashes, and other other symptoms. All these things are tied to sick building syndrome. So again, we're pretty lucky our building's new,
it
and
is
I don't
new.
Feel that when I come into
it's
this
just
place.
The coworkers that make me
I
feel
know
that
there's
way.
That, but you can't do much about that. But if you're in an older building like downtown and you're not feeling well over and over and over again, if there's something that's sitting with you, maybe this will help you. Maybe you can go to your doctor and say, I live in a building that was built in the 1800s.
Yes,
help me, doc. So,
it reminds me when I went back and toured my elementary school right before they shut it down.
Yeah.
And we were in the gym, and they're like, oh, we just got a new gym floor. Now they're shutting the school down. She's like, you would have been so surprised at the amount of asbestos they pulled out of the carpets.
Oh.
So I'm like, the same carpets that we all rolled around on in the
80s? I know, exactly. Like, you slept on that carpet, right? You're like, that was my spot. That
we
part
did
of the sit-ups carpet.
And push-ups and all sorts of stuff on that carpet. You'll never guess how much asbestos is in there. Oh, no.
Yeah,
I'm
so
doomed.
There you go. Sick right. building syndrome.
Good to know. Well, let's wrap things up with the interesting. This is kind of funny. I was just raving about NASA's big Artemis 2 launch the other day. And it's funny. They got up there into space and they immediately faced an unexpected problem when the spacecraft's $30 million toilet system malfunctioned, like right after lunch.
The
or
toilet?
Right after launch. Not-
oh, both of those
actually,
are bad.
Both would be horrible,
both of
too,
those
right?
are really bad.
Yeah, so the toilet system completely went down. They say it affected the universal waste management system. But luckily, guys, good news. They got it working a couple hours later, and they said you can now donate your fluid into that toilet system. I watched a whole thing on that toilet up there. And what went into, like, the vacuum system and the collection system of all that, and how many handles are in the little area, because you think about it, you're floating around up there.
Yeah.
You can't just plop down on the toilet and deposit a little space turd.
I'm sure it's a little different.
You
got to
hold yourself down.
Zero gravity. Well, and I just know if I was a part of a launch, I would have bubble guts immediately. Like, my nervousness.
I thought the same thing.
Immediately. It would make me just be so nervous. So I feel so bad for those astronauts that they had to wait at all, because could you imagine? We're not
Katie's
ready yet.
Like, can we do 5 minutes, please?
Oh, God.
Yeah, because I was like, how do they test that on Earth with, like, hardcore diarrhea, you know? Because that's what you're going to get if you're, my God, I'm in space. I'm nervous.
I'm freaking out.
You got handrails, foot tethers, and suction technology in this $30 million toilet. They say that the solid waste gets sent back to Earth while the urine gets vented daily. So you get space urine, but you got to bring the space turds back home.
Okay.
Which is weird. I feel like you could just fire that off into space too, right?
No, yeah.
Take out a couple satellites
you
with your
think,
space turd.
And then it would, you know, whip around up there and come back down like Joe Dirt. And then we have the
space turd
in the museum.
There you go, guys. There's your positive, your minus, and something a little bit interesting this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh at Mix.